Sunshine, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. I sincerely hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful week and that you have every intention of having a beautiful week this week as well. With that said, we're going to jump right into this week's show. It's a very simple show, so I hope that you're lying back, sitting back, and just relaxing, because we are about to get started. I'll give you a few moments.
To get situated, and once you are, we will simply begin with our breathing exercises for today. And what we're going to do, we're going to lie back, sit back, and we're going to start the program.
Are you ready? Okay. I want you to breathe deeply. We're going to inhale. Now exhale, one more time, inhale, breathe in all of that crisp, clean air, breathe in all of that positive energy, and then we're going to exhale all of the negative energy that we have been carrying around with us all week. Inhale, hold it as long as you can. Then exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Close your eyes. Just relax. Lie back. Breathe at your own pace. And we're about to get into this week's inspiration. If you need to sit up, And of course, do some stretches. As always, do not overexert yourself, but I want you to get rid of all of that tension and the tightness in your muscles, because you've been carrying around way too much empty baggage. And if we pull that empty baggage into our present, then that will weigh us down, because we're adding that to whatever obstacles and problems we may be facing in the here and now. And in turn, that weighs us down to the point where we are much too tired to continue our journey to wherever our destiny is supposed to be taking us. And of course, if you enjoy our opening music, it's from the Tai Chi CD by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. And later on, we'll be listening to a CD from the Wellness for Women series. We'll be listening to the Stress Relief CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. So with that said, let's get started into today's program. Today's inspirational vitamin comes from Acts 22:16. And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. It says, and now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on his name. You know, if our cars are dirty, we wash them. If our bodies are grungy, our hair is a mess, we wash them. And we feel so much better after we've washed away all of the grunge, the grime, everything that's dirty. Our cars are shining. We're ready to take them out and show them off to the world. When your body feels good and your hair's pristine, that is a great feeling. So why not look at your sins the same way? Wash away your sins. It could be as simple as, yes, you could go to a place of worship and get baptized. But in the morning, if you went to bed angry with your partner or your children or about anything, why not get up in the morning if you don't take your baths or showers at night? Or do both. Take one at night and then take another in the morning to help wash away all of that negativity. Wash away your sins. Wash away the stress. Wash away whatever is holding you down and back. Wash it away. You know, although I work out daily, so naturally I take my baths every day or shower. But in the morning, sometimes I get up with a headache or I've had a lot on my mind from the day before. So I jump in the shower in the morning and just allow that water to wash away whatever is bothering me. The same applies for every aspect of your life. Wash away your sins. Wash away your hurts, your aches, your pain. There's nothing better than that warm. In my case, I like my water as hot as I can possibly tolerate it. But it helps. It's the small things that we can do in our lives that makes such a huge difference. So as you sit today and your eyes are closed, or you're sitting up doing your stretches or standing up, wash away your sins. Once you're finished with this program, why not hop in the tub? I know here on the East Coast, it's a little after 6 a.m., so many people are still in bed. Your day has yet to begin. While some of us are preparing to start our day or to go to our houses of worship, start your day off with the water. Water has such healing properties and power. Wash away your sins. The same way you want to wash all of the material items that you have acquired, the same way you wash your body when you know that you're sweaty or grungy, or, you know, you work in a place that's very dirty, you wash that away. It's the same principle for your sins. And once you wash them away, you allow them to follow the flow of the water right down the drain. And that's where they should stay. You know, when you're in the tub, that's one of those times where it's usually quiet and private, depending on what time you're actually getting in. If you're at a place where that's one of your quiet moments, use that time to wash away your sins, and that may include crying, because tears have such wonderful properties to help you to reduce your stress level and to help keep your heart, mind, body, and spirit at a great place. So just remember, just as you do your material items, your cars, your jewelry, your personal body parts, your hair, your body, the same applies to your sins. Wash them away. Be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name. This is a small Sunday morning meditation for today, because sometimes you don't need to drag out a message when the message is very powerful by getting it across with a few words. So today is a shorter day and an original show day, because the show originally started being 15 minutes. And we're back to our 15-minute program for this week. So before we go, as always, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to help turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as you know, both the regular Healing Through Her Talk radio show that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday evening, and this our Sunday morning meditation, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a community and faith-based IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. You can find us on Facebook under Healing Through Heard iTalk Radios, presented by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. Or you can find us on Twitter at Wall_Foundation. If you're on Google Plus, you can find us through the Relationship Recovery Group there. And of course, if you ever need to contact us, or if you'd like to send us some support, we do have a donate button on our Facebook web page. You can also visit the main website at thewallfoundationinc.org and learn about all of our upcoming events, activities, and programs there. And there's also a donate button there. But if you'd like to write, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And our phone number is 202-618-2556. And of course, if you'd like to email, our email addresses are contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can send me a personal message at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and family, as always, I thank you for being here with me on this beautiful Sunday morning. You know, the Healing Through Hurt talk show returned last night. We had been on a hiatus for a while. And the young lady, Miss Tori Lee, was my special guest. She's an up-and-coming songbird. Check out last night's show and pass on all of our shows, because it is my goal to touch the world. And so far, we're doing very well. And with the summer kicking in, a lot more of our programs will be coming to fruition. And ladies, if you're in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Northern Virginia area, you can also find us on the WOW group, the Women of Wisdom and Worth. That's www. The Women of Wisdom and Worth on Meetup. But if you find me on Facebook or Twitter, I am the person who posts there. So rest assured, if you send a message, you're talking to me directly. But again, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. This is Maria Wall. Just saying, wash away your sins. It's the same principle as washing your car, your clothing, your body, your hair. Your sins need the same attention. You'll feel better if you think you feel better after you have a nice shower. Imagine what it feels like when you freed your soul from whatever you've been carrying around that's negative and not very appealing in the sight of God. So until next week, I pray each and every one of you enough, and I hope that you do find whatever it is that you're seeking that will help you move forward in a positive way. So until next week, I'm Maria Wall, your most gracious, appreciative, and humbled host, praying each and every one of you enough. Thank you. This concludes our broadcast day. And just remember, wash away your sins, heal your mind, body, and spirit. Set your heart and soul free. Until next week, this is Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough.